Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here talking about your financial freedom. We're talking about your retirement, trying to get the point across that your life is a business. It's supposed to run at a profit. The fact that retirement has nothing to do with age. It has everything to do with the business model you're using. And I guess I really have to go over this, especially longtime listeners go, man, at the beginning of every show, he hits this point. But I have to hit it because if we have a lot of first time listeners every day, and to get the most out of this show, you really have to understand what we're doing. We are not saving our way to retirement. That business model doesn't work. The scrimp and save, trying to save up some imaginary number that you can't outlive, is an epic fail for America. This is why the 401k failed America. The IRA has failed America. 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. 36% are dead by age 65. So the golden years are a golden lie. Retirement has nothing to do with age. If it did, then we'd magically all retire at 65. It had nothing to do with it. We have kids in their 20s who are retired, in their 30s, 40s, simply because they chose a different business model. Not because they're smarter than you, not because they work harder than you. Most of you have never even heard of this business model. It's called passive income. Instead of saving for college, instead of saving for retirement, we build passive income streams that pay for those things. And the example that I'll give you is the $8,000 a month number. And for most people, that's enough. You can, of course, go past that. As I brag, some of our students have over $100,000 a month passive income. But some of you need less than that. I consulted a guy a few months ago, still drives me nuts. He goes, no, $5,000, bought 10 houses, I'm done. I make $5,000 a month, work about 2 hours a month, I'm done. I'm not buying anymore. I'm happy. My house is paid for. My cars are paid for. I have zero debt. $5,000 a lot of money for me. Well, it's not for the average family. And the reason is the bills for an average family in the United States are $4,000 a month. That would only leave you $1,000 a month for fun, romance, and so on. So I always use $8,000 a month. And what this would require is for you to go out over the next 5 years, maybe 10 years, and buy yourself 20 stinking little rent houses that make you $8,000 a month. If your bills are $4,000 a month and you're bringing in $8,000 a month from your real estate, and 20 houses would take you about 6 hours a month, when do you have to go back to work? You don't. You're retired. It's that simple. So what we're doing is we're buying groups of single family houses. We're buying little apartment complexes, 20, 30, 40 units. We're buying big 800 unit apartment complexes. That's always in a group, of course. A group of us put our monies together to do that. I don't think anybody's bought one of those by themselves that I know of. And they produce cash flow for us for the rest of our lives. That's what this show is about. Now that you understand the passive income business model, the secondary stream of income, meaning your primary stream of income is your job, and then your secondary stream is your passive income. But again, as soon as your passive income meets and exceeds your wants and needs, you can quit your job if you want to. Most people don't. They like having two streams of income. But that's what we're doing. And that's what this show is about, is teaching you how to do that because you've got questions. As I say this, people of average intelligence are going, man, I want some passive income. That makes sense, but I just don't know how to do it. Steve, I'm afraid if I buy real estate, I won't be able to keep it leased. Steve, if I buy real estate, things go wrong. Steve, if I buy real estate, tenants destroy your property. Steve, I don't have enough credit. Steve, I don't have enough time. Steve, call me. And what I'll do is I'll share with you the best practices and the business model that solves those problems, those excuses, those reasons for not building passive income for yourself and your family. So call me at 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211. And what we're doing is really changing people's lives in a big, big way. And I want to use an example of an email that I got a couple of days ago, and it was so complex that I gave the guy my phone number and told him to call me. And we actually discovered something together. It was one of those things where he asked me a question that I had never gotten before. And the question was, Steve, I've bought 8 rent houses. I have $4,000 a month income coming in. What I'm going to do is I'm going to stop buying rent houses and save that $4,000 a month to put my kids through college, to go ahead and save up the money to pay for their college, which is 6 and 8 years away for the 2 children. And when I first heard that idea, I was like, you know, it's one of those things where you go, oh, okay, that makes sense, whatever. But then I kept thinking about it and going, there's something not right here. Something is definitely wrong with that concept. And you know what it is? It's saving your way to anything. Whether it's college or whether it's retirement, it's not the effective way to do it. It will take him about 4 years at $80,000 per college education, one for each child, $160,000. It'll take him about 4 years to save up that amount of money. And then, of course, the kids don't need to go to school for 6 or 8 years. So then his thought was, as soon as I save up the $80,000 or the $160,000, then I'll get back into buying single family houses and continuing to build my passive income. And it just didn't sit right with me. And that's because it's all wrong. With that $160,000, he can buy 8 more houses in the next 4 years. 8 more houses. In the next 6 years, when it's time for him to go pay for college, he could have bought 12 more houses. Instead of having $4,000 a month in passive income. Now remember, this guy's got a full-time job, makes over $100,000 a year, does very well. And he's got now, 6 years from now, when his kid starts college, he still has the $160,000. He actually has much more than that, but it's in the houses. But what does he also have? $10,000 a month passive income to pay for college. And when college is over, what does he still have? $10,000 a month for the rest of his life. Which is the better way? And he got so excited. It made me feel really good, like I'd actually helped him. He got so excited. He goes, that makes total sense. I can't believe I was thinking of letting that money sit in the bank at 2 or 3% interest for 6 years. I can't believe I was thinking that. It's cash flow, people. Cash flow solves your problems. Financially, all of your problems. You just have to get that cash flow up high enough that it can do so. As I described, the $8,000 a month with $4,000 a month bills leaves you $4,000 a month for fun, for romance, for travel, unexpected medical costs, so whatever. Pretty good position to be in. Plus, if you've still got your job, think about that. What would your life be like if you had a job making 60, 70, 80 grand a year, and you had $120,000 a year coming in on the side? That's about 200 grand a year. What kind of lifestyle would you have? And would you have a little peace of mind, which is you're allowed to have? It is okay. You know, as a consultant and a mentor, I often have to start off conversations with people and explain to them that it's okay to be happy. It's okay to have peace of mind. Because they're so used to not having those things in their lives and sacrificing happiness and peace of mind for the almighty dollar from their job, that when I tell them that it's okay to be happy, that it's okay to have peace of mind, it's an alien concept to them. All right, we'll talk more after the break. Call me with your questions, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Thanks for listening.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@luinc.com, and I'll answer the question live on the air. I'll even reply to you to make sure you heard it, and if you didn't, then I'll email you the answer. It's asksteve@luinc.com. Asksteve@luinc.com. Okay, let's go to the phone line. I'm sorry, to the email now and start answering some questions that I've gotten over the last few days. One of the big questions that comes up, and really it comes up on almost every radio show, is on the single family side, what is the average out of pocket in today's market? And the average out of pocket has a low of 15 and really a high around 35, with the average being around $25,000. The last couple of deals I've done have been $22,000 or thereabout. So right around $25,000 out of pocket. The cash-on-cash rate of return on those single-family homes at $400 a month cash flow, that's after principal, interest, taxes, insurance, maintenance, and management, $400 a month, $4,800 a year, is about a 20% rate of return. Is multifamily more effective? Yes, multifamily, and I think you're referring, that should be referring to apartment complexes. Yes, is more effective in that the rate of return, while lower up front, I've seen deals with as little as 8% rate of return. Average is probably closer to 15. But in a value play, at the end of the second year, you may get an 80, 90, 100, even higher rate of return. which makes your actual rate of return over the 2 years go beyond a 50% rate of return, well above the rate of return you would get on single family. And the nice thing is, when you get that big rate of return, if you're wise, you just buy more real estate and do it again and again and again until your cash flow gets to your goal, making you financially independent. So yes, multifamily apartment complexes are more effective. They have a higher long-term rate of return than single family, but it's heads you win, tails you win. Whether you have to start with single family because you don't have enough money to do an apartment right out of the blocks, you're still going to win. You're still going to reach your goal, just not quite as fast as you would with apartment complexes. Okay, phone lines are open, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Next is from a David in, I've got the wrong email open. This is from David. Now I've got the right one. He says he's got a, after taxes and penalty, he can pull $150,000 out of his retirement. It was a 401k from a previous company. He's asking, would it be wise to pull it out entirely and put it into property? I totally realize I have to pay taxes when I retire anyway, and it will probably be higher at that point. So there's some advantage to getting it out now, even with the penalty. Okay, would it be wise to pull the entire amount and put it in the property? Yes, David, but I would do it if you're going to do single family, just pull the money as you're doing deals. If you're going to do an apartment, which you really should with that much money, then yes, pull it out all at the same time. His next question is, would it be better to go in single family or multi? And which one gets me to my goal faster? Well, as I said with the last email, multifamily apartments are going to get you there faster. It's a different route, but it gets you to your goal faster. And then last, he said, also, would it be reasonable with the appropriate effort, of course, to be at that magical 8K passive income a month in 5 years, starting with this sum? Well, it depends on how much additional you're saving, because $150,000 invested at 20% is about 30 grand a year. So you've got a ways to go. The answer is yes. Doing this in 5 years could be done. Might take you a little bit longer. All right, this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or email me at asksteve@luinc.com, asksteve@luinc.com. LifestylesUnlimitedINC.com. That's just short for Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated. Remember, you can always find us at LifestylesUnlimited.com, LifestylesUnlimited.com. You can find out about both radio shows, the Del Walmsley radio show, and this show, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. You can also find out about our free introductory workshop. That's right at the top of the page. So check us out at LifestylesUnlimited.com, LifestylesUnlimited.com. Let's get back to emails. The next question is from an anonymous, and it's a situation where he's miserable at work, makes a lot of money, works 60 hours a week. Can he do this? Is basically the question. And the answer is yes. We have many people come to us, and that is their motivation. They're miserable at work. And we have everything from people who have found out that their corporation is corrupt. One of the examples I'll give you, we had, I don't know how many people come over and join that were former employees of Enron. They just hated what they were doing. They didn't trust the company, and they left. And this was, of course, before the big meltdown of Enron. So yes, you can do it. Does it consume some time? Yes, especially at the beginning. But you didn't tell me how much you have to invest, so it's going to be very hard to answer your question. I'm going to email you and ask you that. But what you've got to do is you've got to start saving, and you've got to start buying income-producing real estate. Now, here's some more good news, meaning not only do we have a lot of experience with members in the same situation, but the good news is, the other good news, I should say, is that sometimes companies will let you wean yourself off of corporate dependence. Example I'll give you is we had one guy who was working 60 hours a week. He bought himself 10 or 15 rent houses. He went to his company and said he wouldn't work more than 40 hours a week anymore. They let him do that. He got a pay cut, but he didn't care because he was making more than the pay cut off of his real estate. So he was able to wean himself off of that horrible 60-hour a week lifestyle. So hopefully those two things are encouraging to you. Don't get discouraged, but start taking action now to wean yourself off of that corporate dependency and eventually eliminate it altogether. Okay, phone lines are open at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Next question is from a Ralph. Ralph, we do not flip. Flipping is just a job. It can be a high paying job. I get that. But that's all it is. It's a job. You go find a house, rehab it, sell it, spend the money. Find a house, rehab it, sell it, spend the money. Find a house, rehab it, sell it, spend the money. Now, have I seen people do that where they built passive income at the same time? Yes, but it's a totally different strategy. These people had full-time jobs. So let's say they had the 50 grand a year coming in off their job. They lived off of that. And when they flipped a house, they bought a house and kept it. In other words, they were building passive income. They just used flipping to come up with the down payment. But I will tell you, that is rare. And it's very, very hard to do. It is not like what they show you on late night TV. It is not what they, and you'll hear ads about it all the time. Flipping is not as easy as they say it is. Hope that helps, Ralph. All right, phone lines are open at 877-711-5211. Let's go straight to the phone lines now. We're going to go to Clear Lake and talk to Richard. Richard, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you?
Yeah, hi, how are you? I got a question. I had a foreclosure in 2012, but I think it only came up on my wife's credit. But I've been renting since then, and I've always wanted to get involved with the program. But I was trying to think, would it be possible? I'm sure there's a way. I just haven't figured it out yet. to set up, you know, I don't know, multiple business structures and somehow structures to where I'm renting from myself. I find a property, I rehab it, I rent it to myself.
Yeah, there's no need to do that, Richard. We got to go to break. Hold on for about 5 minutes, and I'll explain how you get around that. Hold on, please. All right, this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Please call me with your questions at 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211. Let's get back on the line with Richard. And Richard, I was going to go into my standard answer for this question, but you said some things that I'm not sure I fully understood. So why don't you restate the question? What I understood is you were saying, well, I'll just start an LLC and then I'll rent back to me. Is that kind of what you were thinking?
Yeah, my key concern is qualifying for financing, not just because of that old foreclosure, which may not be that much of a factor anymore. But now, since that time, I'll be brief. Yeah, my wife, she got sick, couldn't work anymore. I was working for a home builder at the time, and, you know, business went slow, and just a number of things happened anyway. But so my credit took a hit. Both of ours did. Hers more than mine. Now, at this time, we're self-employed, and, you know, I can't some of my a good part of my income is you know, undocumented. I need to go back and do my last 3 years tax returns to document all, I assume, to be able to qualify for a mortgage.
Yes.
So I was trying to think, you know, if I create a business structure, if I find a property, I pick it up cheap, rehab it. I'm familiar with the way of getting a hard money loan and so forth. And then basically sell the property back to myself or an entity that I create at cost. And then I pay it off.
That won't work. And here's why. The LLC, well, let's assume you're going to use an LLC because that's what you use in real estate, not corporations. The LLC, the first 2 years minimum, guess whose credit they're going to use? Yours.
Personal credit, yeah.
Right. So it's not going to work from that point of view. But there is hope. There are still some owner financing, let me try to get this out. There is still some owner financing out there, and that is what I would look at, Richard. Owner financing doesn't require a credit check, or if they do, they still owner finance to you. The drawback to it is those deals are few and far between, and a lot of them have really bad terms, meaning large down payments, high interest rates, and so on. But there are some good ones out there until you get your credit repaired, get those tax returns in, and get yourself stabilized so that you can qualify for conventional financing.
I may qualify now for a regular Fannie Mae mortgage. Is there anyone in particular that you deal with that can handle the harder cases, the harder situations?
There is somebody that I'd like to refer you to. I cannot give their name out over the air,
okay,
but if you'll email me, I'll send it to you. Just email me at asksteve@luinc.com. Asksteve@luinc.com. Just remind me who you are.
Gotcha. I appreciate your help. And I do want to get involved with, you know, the business you guys are doing. Anyway, I appreciate your
help. Yeah, let's get this credit perfect and get you qualified from Fannie Mae's. Then you can do anything you want to, Richard.
Super. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Okay, let's go to Houston now and talk to Chris. Chris, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. Thank you.
So my situation, $20,000 a month, roughly, in free cash flow, personally, and somewhere between $570,000 and $750,000, I'd like to allocate for real estate investment. So,
wow.
Based upon that, what would your recommendation be? I assume it would not be single, but more of a multi.
Yeah, because let's just take $500,000. At $500,000, you can go buy a $2 million property right out of the blocks. And you're saying you can save $20,000 a month, or is that your total income, $20,000 before
bills?
No, I can
save that in addition to
$500,000. Good Lord. Yes, apartment complexes. Okay. You may want to take a year to educate yourself and continue saving, because at $20,000 a month, that's going to give you another $240,000. That'd be approximately $750,000. You're now looking at a $3 million property. Yeah, that's phenomenal, Chris. Yes, and definitely, and apartments.
And I actually could go as high as $1 million now, but obviously I'm not educated enough to be able to do that.
And yeah,
is there enough of those complexes in the market that makes sense?
Yeah, it's going to be, right now it's slower to find them. I mean, there's times where you find them every month. Now it takes us 6 to 9 months to find them. But yeah, within a year, Chris, we got to go to break. Thank you so much for the phone call. All right, this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that every dollar you put in a piece of real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate doubles in value about every 20 years. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. We pay almost no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. These are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how, attend one of our free workshops. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com.
Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open for one final segment today, so call me right now at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Chris, I want to apologize for having to cut you off. We were coming up on a hard break. The other thing I want to tell you is that is a huge amount of money if you know what you're doing with it at producing cash flow. Plus, in a value play, you may double that money every 2 years, 2 years from your purchase date. So let's say it takes 9 months to find it, 3 months to close it. So it's a year to get the deal. Then 2 years later, you refinance it and pull your $500,000 or $750,000 out and go do it again, or sell it, pull $1.5 million out and go buy an even bigger apartment complex. You have a lot of options. So my big sales pitch is get with Dell in his 2-day class as soon as possible, because you need to see the complete apartment complex business model. And he does that through part of Saturday and all of Sunday. If you have not seen our free introductory workshop, I would do that first. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, Chris, lifestylesunlimited.com. At the top of the page, you'll see free workshop registration. This 2-hour workshop will give you a brief overview of the apartment complex business model, an overview of the single family business model, which I don't think you really need, but it's in there. It'll go over the 7 principles that we use to run our families and businesses so that you can see how this will incorporate with what you're doing at your job. And congratulations on that job. That's got to be a super high paying job. The other thing is, you're talking about a snowballing effect, because if you're saving 240 grand a year and your apartment's making you 100 grand, that it's just going to be phenomenal for you. You could be very wealthy in a very short time, very short time. So yeah, get with Dell as soon as you can, please. Okay, phone lines are open, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Let's go to email. Got a short email here. Bad credit. Here we go again. I can't tell you enough that credit is everything in this business. Money's important, of course. They're probably just as important. But the credit can get you as high as a 10 to 1 power. In other words, you put up $50,000 and they loan you $500,000 in certain special circumstances. Most of the time it's just 5 to 1. But it is everything. And you've shot yourself in the foot. What do I mean by that? He didn't report all his income. He's just openly admitting this to me in his email. That's why I'm leaving this anonymous. Not only is that a crime, not only do you risk going to jail for it, you saved a few taxes and shot yourself in the foot. Now you can't qualify for mortgages. The way to really build wealth. Don't do that. That is just pure greed. Not only is it a crime, it's pure greed. Report your income. And then people will tell me, this is the other line I hear that I know that they're lying. It's, yeah, I have a lot of deductions. I have a lot of income, but I have a lot of deductions. You know what's BS about that? A lot of deductions. They're writing off everything, including bogus stuff. Again, they shot themselves in the foot while committing a crime. It's crazy. Do not do that. Pay your stinking taxes and keep your credit perfect. If it's not perfect, priority one, get it perfect. Priority two, save up money. Get it perfect and save up money, and the world becomes your oyster. It really does. There are literally banks leaning over backwards to loan me money right now. They've been leaning over backwards for Dell for decades. But if you know my story, I've had bad credit two times in my life. So I'm not poking fun at you. I was an idiot with credit myself two different times. So I can relate, but you've got to get that credit perfect. And a counselor does help. A counselor does help. So get with a counselor. If you don't know one, join a real estate investor group like ours. Please give us a shot. They're there and they can help you. I think ours was averaging, this is just a fun two numbers, but his claim to fame was he was raising our students' credit score 90 points in 90 days. It was unbelievable. And he didn't do it once or twice. He did it over and over and over again. It was amazing. All right. This has been the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.